People marched in dueling protests over the weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia. On Saturday, white nationalists rallied around a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that's scheduled for removal.
What brings us together is that we are white. We are a people. We will not be replaced.
That's from a Periscope feed by the white nationalist leader Richard Spencer. Later Saturday, they marched on the statue carrying torches. Then last night, counter-protesters gathered for what they called a vigil against hate. Charlottesville Mayor Mike Signer joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
In your statement condemning the white nationalists' rally on Saturday night, you said this harkens back to the days of the KKK. How so?
Well, I think that it was an attempted intimidation. When you have torches burning in a public park with dozens of them at night, and it's in the context of that inflammatory rhetoric you just heard, it sends a message. It's an act. It's not just lighting a tiki torch. These guys bought these apparently at Walmart, but it sends a message that tries to frighten people in public. And I think it's important for leaders to take a stand against this kind of thing.
So that was the scene on Saturday night. Describe what the scene was like at the counter protest on Sunday.
Well, you had a lot more people at this other event last night. It was folks who had brought out candles, many different kinds, and wanted to create a different kind of image to replace the one that you saw the prior day. And I think they succeeded in doing that. Charlottesville is one of the most diverse and welcoming communities you could possibly imagine. We have a major office, the International Rescue Committee here, hundreds of political refugees who we love having as our neighbors who have fled tyranny. We've had several African-American mayors. We voted for Bernie Sanders. So these are outsiders who have chosen to come here. You know, I really feel that resistance matters, that for every step backward by these sorts of people like Richard Spencer or the president himself, you see millions of people taking a step forward. But it requires us all to be vigilant and vocal. And that is what we've been doing here in Charlottesville this last couple of days.
It seems that a number of cities are right now struggling with the legacy of Confederate statues. New Orleans, for example. Why do you think this is coming to a head now?
I think it's related to Charleston and to Dylann Roof. I think that when in South Carolina, a lot of focus got drawn to the decision there to raise the Confederate flag on the statehouse grounds. You know, they successfully took that down. And I think that a lot of folks really want to reconsider the way that this country has memorialized that cause in our public spaces. I do too. I strongly support recontextualizing and offering extremely harsh commentary and visual and public rebuttal to these monuments, many of which were put in place during the Jim Crow era. You know, I think it's a major debate the country is going to go through, and many other countries have done this too, which is how do you wrestle with the past, especially as it's translated in physical form in your public spaces. And, you know, I've said many times that each community is going to come to different answers, not just for the city or the county as a whole, but for each individual memorial, which has its own provenance, its own aesthetic quality, its own meaning to different people. And we've been having that debate here very vigorously.
Mike Signer is the mayor of Charlottesville, Virginia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.